Okay, I don't want to get too overzealous here because I did an interview over Zoom the other day, and then when I played it back, I noticed that I was absolutely screaming. I was screaming when I talked, and the other person was just speaking in a normal tone. So I'm definitely gonna need to work on that. I don't know if I've screamed on the podcast in the past, but we're not gonna worry about that. We're moving ahead. We're happy to be here. It's been such a long time since I've spoken to you, and I'm happy to be here. This is episode. I apologize again for never knowing what episode it is. I just am doing great. Starting over. Hey, I'm so glad to be here. I'm so happy you're here. This is episode 27. Let's get into it. I would like to know how many episodes I've botched the intro on. Probably more than you even know, because whenever I usually botch the intro, I just delete it and re-record a new one. But, you know, it's been a while. I may be a little rusty, you know, because I haven't done this in a couple months. So where have I been? What have I been doing these last couple of months that you haven't heard from me? Well, number one, I talked about on the show before that I was, you know, working toward getting this cosmetic surgery, and I did it finally in December. So that was a whole thing, and that took me out of commission for a little while. As you know, if you are a patron of mine, that's the other thing I was going to say. I talked about this already on Patreon. Don't forget, check it out, patreon.com/Raiden. Link in the show notes if you want to join and see all the bonus content that I post there. There's a bonus episode up over there as well. Two bonus episodes, really. But I had nose surgery in December, and again, it was the whole thing. I went to Cleveland to go have the surgery because apparently that's where the best nose surgeon in America is. You wouldn't think. You would never think if I need nose surgery, let me hop on over to Cleveland. I had never been to Cleveland before for any reason. I'd never had a reason. And Cleveland is, it's a pretty cool place, I would say. Although I was there in December, my surgery was on December 16th, so it was really cold. And I was only there for a few days. I had to go 2 days before my surgery. And then the day before my surgery, I had to go in and they took a million pictures of my face from every conceivable angle. And then I went back that afternoon to meet with my surgeon. And he told me what his plan was going to be for my nose and how he was going to do it. And he actually put like a clear overlay of like a good nose over top of my nose, like on a big 8x10 picture of my face. And he was like, here's everything that's wrong with your nose. Your nose is really messed up and you've got this and this and this, had a deviated septum, among other things going on with my nose. So that was nice to actually speak with someone who understood that there was anything wrong with my nose, because when I talked about it beforehand to other people, you know, people were like, well, there's nothing wrong with your nose. What you're, you know, and like it's the implication is you're crazy. You don't need to do anything to your face. You're already pretty. What's wrong with you? Oh, my God. You know, like, if you've ever like wanted to change anything about yourself and you've told people about it, I feel like you probably understand. But if you haven't, this is a real thing. you know, I was really unhappy with the way my nose looked for a number of reasons. And I did a whole YouTube video about this. I'm doing a whole series about my nose surgery. So just the first part is up on my YouTube now, and there's going to be probably two more parts. But it's for real. Whenever somebody says like, oh, I want to do this. And then whoever you're talking to is like, why? You don't need that. It's very, very annoying. So anyway, I had dealt with a lot of that. And then finally talking to my surgeon, he was like, yeah, your nose is like pretty messed up. And here's what's wrong with it. So that was good. I was like, finally, I'm talking to somebody who has some sense where this is concerned and they understand what's going on. And again, he's like one of the top nose. He's in the top few handful of nose people in America. So I had never had surgery before and I felt good. I felt like I was in good hands because this is the top nose guy, you know, of all time. So I had my surgery and then I was there for 1 or 2 days. I think I was only there for 1 day after my surgery because I went back in for a post-op appointment with my surgeon so he could tell me how everything went. And that's a whole other story, which I will cover in subsequent videos in my series. But after the 1 day, I left and we drove back and then I was just chilling for about a week and then I had to have my splint and my bandages removed. And so like the recovery time is kind of quick on nose surgery, rhinoplasty, but on the other hand, it takes a full year for the swelling to completely go down. So, you know, it depends on how you look at it. It's like good enough, you know, like I can go, I can show my face, I can be out. I'm not having any issues, but it still feels weird. Like I can, they don't tell you this either, but the tip of your nose is numb after you have nose surgery. I was not expecting that. And I can tell that mine is still swollen, but I have some kind of condition that causes me to have more swelling than usual, which I don't have all the details on that yet. Again, I'll be covering that on my YouTube videos, but yeah, it's been a whirlwind getting a new nose. And so that's part of the reason that I've been off the radar for a little while. So yeah, I'm back and I've been doing I've had my investigator hat on lately because I'm working on a couple of documentaries, as you may know, and I've been like doing a lot of investigations. I'm exploring some different avenues of investigation. I'm reading a lot of court documents and I'm feeling like a full-on gumshoe. Do you remember, are you even familiar with the term gumshoe? I feel like that was in the 1990s, potentially. If you were alive in the 1990s, I feel sure you know gumshoe. And now that I said that, I feel like it's a much older reference. It may even, who cares? Who gives a shit? I've been a real gumshoe. So my mind is buzzing with a lot of investigative topics and work. So that's been really fun for me. I've always enjoyed being an investigator, and you may not know this about me, but I have a degree in journalism. So all that to say, I do have some things planned for the podcast that are going to take a more investigative turn. I'm still going to be doing the old type of episodes, like the one that I'm doing right now. But there's going to be some new things in store that hopefully you will find interesting as well. In other news, I had an audition last week for, you know, auditions are all self-tape now, so I'm just self-taping, for roles that come in. And I had one last week for the ghost of a character that's already established on a television series. And the actress is going to play herself and the ghost. So they're just casting someone to play opposite the actress. And then that actor will not appear on the show. So, you know, I went ahead and did that, but not that would just be a paycheck and go home and enjoy the rest of your day. Because that would not be something, of course, that would be helping my career in any way. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. People always think, they ask me like if I've quit acting, and the answer is no. I'm just trying to get a job. So, you know, that's the way that's been going. And then I'm going to be taping for a Lifetime movie this week. So, you know, moving onward and upward with everything in the coming year, which, by the way, happy new year, happy 2022. I think this is going to be a good year. And everybody always says that naively at the beginning of the year. And then it always turns out to, you know, of course, innumerable. I didn't say innumerable. Okay. I said innumerable. I just said I have a journalism degree and then I said innumerable. Innumerable things happen throughout the year, inevitably, that could be characterized as not being a good year. But that just depends on your perspective. You know, are you a pessimist or are you an optimist? I consider myself an optimist, but a sarcastic optimist. So that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I'm always seeing the best in everything, but I'm also, you know, I have to be a little sarcastic and a little witty because that's just my personality. So I don't know why I told you that, but, you know, we're in it now, we're rolling. In podcast news, just in general, you may have heard about the Joe Rogan fiasco over on Spotify. And I guess my podcast is on Spotify as well. I don't really think about it. I just like push it out to all the platforms, but I guess I'm on Spotify. Maybe I should pull my podcast from Spotify just to make a statement, just to include myself in the narrative. I will not probably do that, but I completely understand why Neil Young and Joni Mitchell pulled their music and are not cool with the Joe Rogan love from Spotify, because I have to say I'm in that camp. You know, why Spotify paid $100 million for his show, but at the same time, I think Joe Rogan's a lesson right now. More is not always more. You know, he's done like more than 1700 episodes of his show. And now they're like pulling all these old episodes. They've pulled like at least 70 from the platform because he was using racial slurs and like, you know, just saying like weird shit in his past episodes. Again, that's probably every podcaster's worst nightmare, because it seems to happen more often than it should. But I have to say he did say some pretty heinous stuff, like thinking it was funny, and it didn't read funny to me. I, of course, don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, and I feel like probably my listeners don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. And it reminds me of a time that I was at the Comedy Store and I was actually talking to Marc Maron. I was exiting the room to go speak with Marc Maron as Joe Rogan was coming on stage. And he was getting like uproarious applause from the crowd. And I said, "Why does everybody love Joe Rogan?" And Marc Maron was like, "They don't." And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's true. It turns out everybody does not love Joe Rogan." And nothing against him personally, but, you know, he's been slightly problematic, I would say. I don't think that his defense of his COVID misinformation has been that it's like just showcasing opposing viewpoints. But I think we can all agree that it has become a bit problematic, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Also, if you want to hear my story about how I met Marc Maron and how all that came to be, it's a really funny story. And that's one of the bonus episodes I put on Patreon. So if you want to hear more about that, go check out the Patreon. It's only $3 to join. And if you don't want to join the Patreon, but you want to support the show, starting a new thing where I know some other podcasters have like a thing where you can like buy them a beer. And I'm going to be doing buy me a non-alcoholic beer. So if you don't want to join the Patreon for whatever reason, but you want to support the show, I'm going to be putting the info in the show notes, buy me a non-alcoholic beer. And yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there and let you know about that. Okay, in completely separate news, there's a movie studio planned for space. They're building a movie studio in space, and it's going to be open for business in 2024. Now, this is 2022. We're going to have movies being shot in space by 2024. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't know this is where we were at as humankind. I did not know we were at this point already. I'm a little surprised. I thought, you know, we might be looking a little further into the future on when we would start shooting movies in space. I know it's been discussed for a while that Tom Cruise was going to do a movie in space, but I didn't know we were going to do a full-on movie studio. I thought we were just going to be rocketing Tom Cruise up there. Maybe Jeff Bezos would go along for the ride. They go on Jeff Bezos's spaceship. They go up to space. They put Tom Cruise out of the spaceship, and where he's attached with a cord, you know, like they do in other movies about space, and I guess how they really do in space. They put Tom Cruise in space. He floats attached to the ship on a cord. He does his lines and whatever he's supposedly doing in space, and then they bring him back in the plane. The rocket pod, and then they jettison him back into the atmosphere, and he lands in the ocean. That's what I thought they were going to do. I did not know someone is going to build a movie studio, and it's going to be attached to the International Space Station. And in addition to a film production studio, it's also going to have a sports arena. This is like seriously some dystopian type shit, I feel like, where we're going to have like people in space watching a boxing match, like intergalactic boxing. Or what kind of sports are we going to be watching in the space arena? Like, is it going to be a soccer? Like, how can you play soccer in anti-gravity? The ball would be just flying around, like, you know, up in the air. It wouldn't even be on the ground. What sport can you play in space? Are we going to be inventing new sports? Are we going to be adopting sports from alien nations and planets? You know, I just have so many questions about what's going to be occurring up here. And this says Space Entertainment Enterprise is who they're the company that's building it. And it's going to be completed in December of 2024. So I think it's a bit frightening. I personally would not be interested at this time in going to space to film any movies in any capacity. I mean, I guess, like, and what are going to be the union guidelines now about working in space? Has anyone thought of that? Like, you know, SAG used to have a rule, that's Screen Actors Guild, used to have a rule that actors who were flying had to be flown first class. And in recent years, they've dumbed that down where now they can fly them in coach, like as long as the flight is like under 1,000 miles or something. But like, what are going to be the guidelines for space travel for work? Like, it's going to be crazy. There's going to have to be all kinds of like, What's the food going to be like at Craft Services in space? It's going to be like freeze-dried cheese droplets or like freeze-dried. All you ever see is like, or all, Where was that? We used to have this IMAX space theater when I was a kid, and we would go there, and they have like space exhibits and space movies and IMAX and stuff. This was before like Fast and Furious was an IMAX. Used to be all you could go see in IMAX were movies about nature, and they were badass. But at the IMAX like aerospace place that we had, they had freeze-dried astronaut food, and all I ever remember was the ice cream, freeze-dried ice cream. And it was disgusting. It was like a little, like, disgusting, dried-out little brick. And that was the freeze-dried ice cream. So maybe that's what we'll be eating when we're making movies in space. I'm not sure. You know, and I don't know if you know this, but on the last day of a film shoot, traditionally the meal on set is steak and lobster. How are you going to have steak and lobster on set when you're in space? Think about that, actors. Think about that, you know, guys who are making these choices. Anyway, so yeah, film studio in space 2024. In case you didn't know, that's where we're at now as a society. Speaking of movies and everything else, it's officially awards season. Does anyone care? Not really. I personally am not that interested. I feel like there aren't that many exciting films that, you know, are in contention. And that brings me to the movie of the week. The movie of the week this week is a new movie. It's Don't Look Up. And the reason that the movie of the week this week is Don't Look Up is because it's the only movie out of those in contention that I have seen yet. And I have to say, I did enjoy the movie. And I've heard mixed things from other people. And I'm not sure about the filmmaker's style. Is not really, you know, it's kind of an odd style. But I really enjoyed the movie. So at first I was unsure. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this movie. But once I gave it a chance, I was all in. And I was laughing. I was laughing a lot. The performances were really good, comedic performances that made me, of course, laugh, as I just stated. And by the end, I was like in it emotionally with the characters as well. And then it had a very like gut-wrenching ending. So I have to say it was a little long, but I'm still recommending it because it was a fun movie. It was, you know, it's prescient. Is that the right word to use? Prescient? I think it is. About like the climate things that we're dealing with and how nobody like believes anything or everything is just like, you know, like people don't care about what's going on and they're just like watching TikToks and like the world's crumbling around you and you're watching TikToks of little dogs. You just got to watch it. It's on Netflix. And it was a good time. And the drink of the week this week is plain water. Yes, this is my podcast and I can do whatever I want. The drink this week is plain water because I've been feeling a little dehydrated and I've been realizing that in my effort to consume all kinds of interesting beverages, that I was not drinking enough water. So I've been feeling very parched lately, and I am drinking an espresso right now. But after this, I'm going to be having a glass of plain water, just flat, purified, clean water. Of course, drink spring water if it's available, but in my house right now all I have is purified, so that's what I'll be having. So yeah, plain water. And again, the offer is still out on the table. If anyone has the free time and they're interested to compile a list for me of all of the movies of the week and all of the drinks of the week that I've done on the show so far, I will send you a Diaries of a Pretender mug, okay? And I will be very thankful for your service to the show. May I remind you, there's no producer, there's no help. So I need a really nice volunteer who wants to help me with that and get a free mug to drink your plain water out of, or your espresso, or whatever it is that you like to drink. I am going to be trying some new exciting beverages again. Exciting new non-alcoholic beverages again. But, you know, I'm just behind on everything that has to do with, you know, the stuff I'm... The drinks. I'm behind on the drinks, okay? And the movies, because I've been gumshoeing, and I haven't been on top of my beverages and watching movies. But I just got a whole big sack full of like DVD screeners yesterday in the mail. So I'm going to start, I think today I'll have time to watch a movie, and I'm going to start going through these award season movies and see what's out there that's good this year. I've heard good things about several of the movies, and I just have to devote the time, tear myself away from basketball, tear myself away from, you know, my gumshoeing, my investigative work, and put in the time and the effort to watch these movies. So definitely I'll be back with more recommendations for your award season viewing. But for now, just start with Don't Look Up, because it is on Netflix and it is full of movie stars. If you can still say, if we still have movie stars at this point, you know, I guess the closest thing we have would be, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill, and Meryl Streep, of course. So all those people are in the movie. So it's accessible and everyone can enjoy it. All right, guys, don't forget to check out the Patreon. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel and buy me a non-alcoholic beer if you want to. I'm going to put the info in the show notes. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'm really excited to share all the new stuff that I have in store for you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.